Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get? For my pain. Betray desires. And I.
I'm Mac with McCorley Matthew and my co-host, Willie Boy, William Rameau. Willie Boy, say hi.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Now, I know you and me are nervous about this show because we haven't hosted a show together since our college days back in Brooklyn College, right? About 4 years, 2005, right?
Yeah.
We're a little nervous, but I'm really pumped up for the show. You know, this show is going to be a comedy show. We're going to talk about entertainment, news, any hot topics, you know. I'm going to share my ideas, my rants with you guys. You guys can call in, you know, the calling numbers on the show. And Willie Boy here is going to help me out. He's going to be my sidekick in crime, right, Willie Boy?
Darn right.
I'm a little nervous. I haven't done this in a while, but we're talking off air about some stuff. And I want to start off by talking about Sammy Sosa. You sent me a text message this past week about it, and I couldn't believe this guy went the Michael Jackson route, decided to tan his skin. The guy looks like Ricky Ricardo right now. I mean, he's white. He's got the slick hair, the white skin. And this guy used to be black, remember?
Yeah, he wish he looked like Ricky Ricardo, man.
Well, now he does.
He looked like the Joker, man.
Yeah, the guy is very pale now. I don't know if he's trying to get white women now, you know, to make it easier for him to get white women. I mean, the guy wasn't a bad-looking guy, you know. I'm not gay or anything, but, you know. You know, I don't go that way. But, you know, the guy wasn't an ugly guy. But now, you know, he looks really white. Like, you know.
And, yeah, and I heard that he was wearing, like, contact lenses. And he was saying, like, it was a superficial thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
yeah, the guy.
I don't know.
I'm happy with my skin. I'm already a light guy. I mean, I'm not like John Stark's light,
yeah.
But I'm a light-skinned guy. You know, like, you know, Jeter? Well, Jeter's a little lighter than me because, you know,
he's biracial.
Yeah, he's biracial, but, you know, I'm happy with my skin. I'm a light-skinned guy. You're a fair-skinned guy also, you know, so.
I hope
you know, I don't see you, you know, tanning your skin in the future, turning to Michael Jackson, you know. I don't want
you
to do that.
Nah, you don't have to worry about that.
All right,
as corny as it sounds, you know, you should just, you know, be comfortable with who you are and where you came from.
Yeah, exactly, you know. You don't have to lighten your skin, you know, to fit in with, you know, another race, if that's what he's doing. But I don't know. He says it's for, like, rejuvenation. To make him look younger or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get into the guy says, so, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, good luck, you know, looking at, like, Ricky Ricardo, you know, if that's what he wants to do. But whatever. But another thing I wanted to talk about is, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a woman on television who was attacked by a chimp.
Oh, yes.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
She was on Oprah the other day. And let me just say, that's the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
If you saw her face, it looks like, how would you say this? It looked bad. It looked very bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the chimp messed up her face. I don't know what she was doing near the chimp. You know, no one should be near a wild animal like that. I mean, I know you're a little afraid of animals. I mean, you can't even go near dogs without hiding behind my back.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like every time me and you go out, you see a dog on the street, you know. You act like a little boy again, hiding behind
them. No, I don't. You gotta be cautious. You can't be just petting animals you don't even know. You gotta be cautious. And
that
story, that lady, according to her friend, she was saying how, you know, she's very friendly with her animal. You know, she even calls her chimp, Travis, her husband.
Oh, really?
They sleep in the same bed together. So, I mean, I'm not insinuating anything, but who knows?
I'm cool with animals. I have no problem with them as long as they don't bother me.
Yeah, I'm cool with animals too, but...
I pet a dog once in a while. I see a dog passing by me on the street, I pet him, you know. Say, hey, you know, hey, Sparky, whatever your name is, you know. I pet a dog. I'm not scared of dogs or scared of animals or anything like that, but...
Yeah, I have no problem with them. Especially if they're, you know, their masters are a trick.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Because that's a... That's a good thing when you pet a dog, and if the dog owner is a fine girl, I mean, you gotta at least act like you like the animal, even if you don't. You know, you see a good looking girl passing by in the street with a poodle, you know, say, hey, poodle, you know, you're not really animal friendly, but you just want to get next to the dog owner who's really hot. But,
you see her walking around with the leash, and she's like, and you're like, oh, is that your dog?
But these wild animals, man, I would never mess with them. I mean, if a wild animal got into a fight with me, I would fight back. I'm not going to just stay there and let the animal rip my face apart and, you know, kill me or anything. Like, I would smack the shit out of an animal, a wild animal, that is. I'm not Michael Vick, but I will fight an animal, Street Fighter style.
That's a totally different story.
The chimp teared her face. She should have killed that animal, got it by the neck, and just strangled it.
Most probably biting on her face or ripping her face, whatever the heck.
If you saw her face, the chimp tore her whole face off.
Get a good glimpse of it.
She had to have plastic surgery after plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Just to rip it. But her face it's not even remotely close to what it was before, you know. But
yeah.
I would give that chimp a Haryuken. You remember Street Fighter? Remember Street Fighter, right?
Yeah.
I would give that chimp a Haryuken. Shit, it would be a hell in a cell. You lock me in a cage with that chimp, we will fight. Because I'm not getting my face torn off like that woman did. But I feel sorry for her. But
yeah, God bless her. Hopefully everything is well with her.
Yeah.
Her recovery.
Yeah. But her face does look scary, though. I mean,
it's messed up.
If I had a girlfriend like that, I mean, I don't know if I would stay with her.
I mean,
if she had her face torn off like that, you know.
If your face was like that, would you want her to walk out on you?
I mean, well, I wanted to stay. But me, I wouldn't stay in a relationship. If I had a girlfriend who just had her face torn off, I wouldn't.
Nah, come on, man. That's kind of shallow right there.
It is. It is. Hey, why you went by the chimp in the first place? I didn't tell you to go by a chimp and mess up your face like that. So that's her problem.
What about she bought the chimp and then messed up your face?
Well, that's a different story. You know? I don't know. But all I do know is if a chimp ever tried to, you know, scar me in any way, it would be SmackDown. It'd be John Cena versus Randy Orton match. Seriously, I would mess up the animal. But anyway, another thing that I wanted to talk about was what is his name? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I forgot him. Hall of Famer, Laker Hall of Famer.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
You heard about this, right? He was diagnosed with leukemia.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's one of the greatest players ever. But it's a sad thing that he had to be. He's one of the many people in this world who get diagnosed with that fatal disease.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, he gets he deals with it, because they were saying like it's not really that grave. He could live with it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, like terminal.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the deadliest disease, but I mean, it's still, you know, it's a form of cancer, so it's still fatal. But they said he could live with it, but for I don't think he's gonna be around for another 30 years or anything like that. You know,
hey,
I'm being honest, but it is bad. Yeah, my heart goes off him. I mean, this guy was one of the greatest players ever. So
the all-time leader in score.
Yeah, definitely. But
my you know, best luck to him and, you know, his family, you know, with his illness.
Yeah, the guy was a great center. If you go back and watch some of those old 80s Lakers films, highlight films of the NBA championships back like in the 89, 88 seasons. I mean, the guy had one of the best jump sky hooks in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if we could have a center like Abdul-Jabbar, the Knicks, we're both Knicks fans.
I'd take him right now.
I'll take him. I'll take him right now as he is with the leukemia. I don't care. He probably could still play, too.
Yeah, he got the hook shot.
Yeah, he got the hook shot and everything. He's like 7 foot, what, 4, 5? He's a tall guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest guy we got on our team right now is like 6'10".
Curry.
Yeah. Well, Curry.
And Jeffries too.
Curry's in the gym. He's working out, so trying to lose weight. But right now, our son is David Lee on the Knicks. But I don't even want to talk about the Knicks because they suck.
Yeah.
They're 1-20.
Yeah, eventually. give them 10 more games. They'll be about that.
No, I don't want to talk about the Knicks. Come on, you're gonna make me go on the building. And
I guess I'll talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
More about that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to jump off the ledge if I talk about the Knicks. But even though the Knicks are losing right now, like, I still, like, even though they piss me off because they're not winning any games, I'm still on that Yankee high from the New York Yankees winning it. You know, almost 2 weeks now. 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
So I'm still on that Yankee high, you know. I'm still watching some of the World Series games on MLB channel. So I can't get enough of this past season with the Yankees, you know. This was a great and fun season to watch. My boy A-Rod finally got a ring.
Oh, speaking of A-Rod, I don't know if you saw the newspaper yesterday.
What?
He was being seen he was holding hands with this other blonde chick, and they met with two other blonde chicks. So I don't know if he, you know, he does have a past. So
this guy's a new Jeter. I mean, Kate Hudson, strippers, Madonna, blonde girl.
Supposedly, he's still with Kate Hudson, but, you know, I don't know if they have an open relationship or whatnot. Or
maybe.
She knows about it, but who knows?
Yeah, because Kate Hudson, she's a cute. But, A-Rod, I got to give it up to this guy. I mean, this guy, he gets a lot of women, even though you don't like him. I know all my fans don't like him. You're a Mets fan. You don't like all Mets fans. Don't like A-Rod.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he had a shot to come to the Mets in 2000.
Yeah.
But, hey, I won't lie. I did want that guy, and
right.
You know, at the end of the 2000 World, you know.
Yeah, but you guys
season,
couldn't
you know.
Get him.
Well, we didn't get him. You know, he that whole 24+1 story with Phillips and
yeah.
Boris, and you know, he signed with Texas and got traded to the Yankees.
Yeah, and, you know, he finally got his ring. You know, after all these years of Yankee fans calling him out, calling him A-Fraud, you know, A-Roid,
yep.
All the names, he finally got the ring, so I'm happy for him. And I'm happy for me because 9 years I've been waiting, 9 long years. 9 long years. It's been
yes,
know.
9 long years. While Mets fans have to wait, haven't won it since 86.
Oh, come
and
on.
I was 3 years old, man, and obviously I was in a Mets fan. And, of course, I'm a Knicks fan, so if you can count on all the teams that, you know, I root for, they're all a big goose egg.
You guys will win another one, you know. you guys will win another one before the world ends in 2012. I mean.
Who knows? I mean, they really need to, you know, really be active in this free agent market and in the trading market, too.
Yeah. And Will, I got to give a plug for your show. You host a show tomorrow at 6 called Sports
tomorrow.
Urban Legend.
Right.
And you're going to be dealing with sports, and, you know, you're going to be talking about sports and your teams that you like. You like the Mets.
Right.
You're a Jets fan.
And
Knicks,
of course.
Knicks fan just like me. So you'll be
right.
Talking sports. So there's a plug for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so tune into the show tomorrow at 6.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
Yeah, and I'll be playing his sidekick tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, so tune into
tomorrow
the show.
You're going to be riding shotgun.
Huh?
I said tomorrow you're going to be riding shotgun.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. Hopefully you'll have some girls on your show, right?
I hope so. I sure hope so.
Yeah, you know.
Give us a call.
Tell you need to tell some of your friends, you know, to call in.
No doubt.
Make the show more... exciting, you know. Although I'm going to try to make it, you know, entertaining.
You too, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to spread the word, you know. But I don't know if we'll be taking any calls tonight. You know, we just want to talk about some stuff and get adjusted with this radio show, you know, because this is our first one. This is the pilot episode. So,
right.
But there's something else I was going to tell you.
You want to give out the, you know, plug just in case of, you know.
The plug for what? Out of your show, I just gave out the plug.
No, I know about the show. I'm talking about the number.
The number? Oh, it's on the page. You can see it on the page. Come on.
Oh, okay, my fault.
You're not blind. I mean, the number is 917-338-4189, but we're not taking any calls tonight because we just want to talk about some stuff, you know. And I'm still trying to handle this damn switchboard online.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so. But in the meanwhile, the show Cheers. You watch that, right? Once in a while?
Yeah, I've seen it from time to time.
It used to air on, here in New York, it used to air on Channel 9, late nights on Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it airs in reruns and new episodes on G4, if you have DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen it time to time on G4 Network. But they just revealed last week, or they did an investigation that the show is fake.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, the show is fake, and they caught up with the host. The host didn't want to answer any questions. Like, there was one episode on Cheaters where the host got stabbed. I don't know
what?
If you ever heard about that.
No, I didn't.
I'm serious. There's one episode
okay?
where... wait, let me explain. The host was on the boat confronting the guy. I don't know how he got on the boat.
What?
I don't know how the host got on the boat, but the host, whose name is Joey Greco, he
yeah,
got on the boat. And the guy who was cheating, he got a knife from somewhere and stabbed the host. And, you know, you see all these bodyguards break it up and everything. But that was hilarious. And then we come to find out now it's fake.
So even the stabbing, I'm assuming it's fake, too.
Yeah, well, when he got stabbed, he looked like he was about to pass out and everything. Yeah. But then now they're saying that that it was all staged.
Hmm.
They even got the people who were on the show that day who said that it was fake. It was staged all for camera.
You know, it'd be funny if the guy who stabbed him said it's fake, and then you see them locking him up anyway.
Oh, that's funny, man. But I got a clip. I'm gonna play a clip from they try to catch up to the they caught up with the guy. I guess he was walking his dog. The host Joey Greco. They found him on the street and they tried to ask him if the show was fake or not. And it looked like he didn't want to answer any questions. So I'm gonna play it for you, so you can listen. Let me cue this up. Okay, I'm going to play right now.
Joey Greco, the host of the hit syndicated TV show Cheaters, is the guy who confronts people that he says have been cheating on their spouses or lovers.
What are you doing with him?
But on this day, we decided to confront him. We wanted to ask him if he's been cheating his viewers. Every episode of Cheaters supposedly portrays infidelity, and it ends with a heated confrontation. But are the stories true? This is considered the most famous episode of Cheaters, the one in which the host, Joey Greco, gets stabbed.
You're positive he had not been stabbed?
Yes, I'm 100% sure he was not harmed at all.
Cassandra Terrazas told Inside Edition she was paid to play the part of a woman having an affair on a boat with this man, who is supposedly engaged to this woman.
Do you want to confront them?
Yes.
During this confrontation, the young man who's cheating supposedly stabs Greco.
Call 911!
Greco is rushed to shore, where paramedics feverishly try to save his life.
Yo, I'm gonna get you another stick, okay, partner?
The young man is subdued, and it appears that he's under arrest. But Cassandra says cheaters rented the boat and the ambulance, and that blood was fake. We wanted to ask Joey Greco about the stabbing. He didn't return our calls or emails, so we caught up with him on the street as he was walking his dog.
Almost every episode we've looked at appears to be faked. Are all of them fake?
I understand that that's your opinion and you're entitled to that.
Can you give us any direction towards a hospital, a police department, or a court where we could find any record of that stabbing?
It was in the area. I cannot. I was kind of occupied at the moment.
The blood that the viewer sees gushing from your shirt and in your hands, was that fake blood?
Matt, I appreciate your time and attention, but I've already stated that I can't continue to...
You can't say whether or not that was fake blood?
I appreciate your time and attention.
Call 911!
Yeah. So you heard there that the whole show was staged, and that a stabbing incident was fake also.
Mm.
But there it goes. I mean, I could tell from ever since I saw that show, like 10 years ago, whatever it was, that show was, I could see from then that it was fake. Because, I mean, they find these cheaters in the weirdest places. They find them at McDonald's cheating, you know. They find them in hotel rooms, and they actually come into the – I don't know how they get access to the hotel room. They actually go inside the hotel room and confront them. So that show has always been a little suspicious with me, so.
Yeah, it was like Jerry Springer, like.
Yeah, which is also fake.
Well, yeah.
All those shows are fake, man.
Remember back in the days, Crash Holly, when he had that 24/7 hardcore title defense.
Yeah.
I used to go to like the weirdest places to defend his title.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of like the areas that they shoot them.
Yeah. But I, you know, I'll probably still watch the show, but. Knowing that it's fake now, I'm not going to be shocked at anything on the show now. And I'm not going to say, oh, look, they caught that guy cheating. Oh, my God, how can he be so stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to know it's fake now when I watch it. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like WWE. Like, they were trying to pretend like it's all real and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If it's fake, they beat you up and all that stuff.
Yeah, for years, the WWE acted like they were fake. You know, I guess they would, you know, I guess they wanted to... the young audience to believe that, you know, they're real heroes. They're like superheroes, you know. But finally after, like until, like, I would say in the late 90s, that's when the WWE started to, you know, started to stop pretending that it was real, that it wasn't real. And that was during what was it called? The New Generation? No, it wasn't called the New Generation. Come on, help me out here, Will. It's a...
You're talking about the Attitude Era?
The Attitude Era, yes. The Attitude Era, yeah. See, you knew it. You just let me there hanging.
No, I'm just saying. I was trying to think which era you were talking about.
Yeah, it was during the Attitude Era, right.
Right. Yeah, late 90s, right.
Yeah.
Late 90s, right.
And by the way, I'm going to Monday Night Raw, my first ever professional wrestling event, on Monday to Madison Square Garden. So I'm going to enjoy that. I know you wanted to go. Couldn't get you any tickets. You know, I'm going with my younger brother who also loves wrestling. I wish you could go, man, because, you know, I know you love wrestling just like I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, the time conflict and all that stuff, so.
I mean, you could still go. But but you're not going to be sitting by me. You know,
nah,
you're going to have to buy a ticket for your own and sit somewhere else in the arena.
Hopefully there'll be a next time, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, you never know. Cause they could probably have the next WrestleMania there, maybe.
Yeah, no, I don't think the 26 is gonna be in Phoenix.
Oh, it is it?
But yeah, but most likely the next WrestleMania in New York is most likely gonna be 30.
Oh, okay.
I'm just assuming, you know, since they had 10 and 20 in WrestleMania. I mean, at New York, so I assume 30 would be here. So that'd be like 4 years from now.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm definitely gonna come back next week on this show to tell you guys what happened Monday night.
Yeah, you just stole the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to say,
well, I'll tell you my experience there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you if I met any divas, WWE divas.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking forward
that.
To seeing some of the WWE divas, like the Bella Twins and Eve Torres.
You know, Kelly.
Kelly, yeah. Kelly. Come on, man. I'm not going to Monday Night Raw to see Randy Orton. I'm going to see Kelly and the Bella Twins.
Yep.
But anyway, well... yeah, we're coming up. It's going to be 11:30, so we're going to take a break. I want to play this this bit from a comedy album that I have. It's a bit from Lisa Lampanelli album. It's called Dirty Girl. And this is one of her bits entitled No Freaking Treat. So we're going to go to break. I'm going to play that for you.
And trust me, being in the sack with Lisa Lampanelli is no freaking treat. I stink. I don't give a crap. I'm 45 years old. Get in, get out. Don't let the door hit you in the ass, douchecock. Hurry up! No, I ain't like you young broads trying hard, jumping around, spreading your legs, hanging from a harness and a chandelier. These Asians shooting a ping pong ball out of their cunts. Not me. I met a guy, I'm like, hey. You know what would be really, if you squeezed it off and I pretended to sleep till noon. So, guys, what the hell is a 6 a.m. wood in the back? Keep it in your pants. Shut up. I work at night. Are you kidding me? Hey, lesbos, don't get all excited thinking I'm about to jump ship onto the old tuna boat. No. But the penis is a very nice thing. Like homosexual number one, to enjoy the penis. Do you like that, you horny bastard? Look at you. You, lady with the old guy who's like 80 years older than her. Look at this old freak. Sir! My God, he doesn't even know he's here. This is embarrassing. Sir! Oh my God, that's not his wife, that's his nurse. Sir, let me make you feel at home. Bingo. Ma'am, do you enjoy the penis despite it being his? Horrible. See, oh my God, but guess what I saw the other day? The normal penis is nice, but listen what happened. I saw my first uncircumcised. Ew! It looked like a huge earthworm. I'm like, oh my God, it has a condom already attached. Jesus Christ! It's a thermos. I can't open it! And guys, what the crepes is with that goddamn nutsack. No, shut up. That thing is disgusting. No, there is not one woman in here looking at me going, no, she's wrong. I just love la 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 la. Ew, it looks like that thing an executive uses at his desk to relax. Oh my God, you know what it looks like? One of those turkey gobbler neck things. I'm like, ew, thanks for the Thanksgiving Day hanging nut basket, you douche. Man, I gotta tell you something. This is my first time in Seattle, and you know what? I got nothing to do after the show. Lock the doors. 2-hour show tonight. I don't need this. That's how I roll, bitch.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She is crazy, but she's funny, though.
Yeah, she's
nice. She's one of my favorite female stand-up comedians. It's her, Sarah Silverman, Kathy Griffin, and Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
Whose show airs right now on the Fox.
Yeah.
Replace Spike Ferguson's show, which it replaced Matt TV's show.
Yep.
So they're replacing every time, every 6 months or so, they're replacing new shows being being aired on Fox at 11 p.m.
Yep.
But anyway, did you watch the Country Music Awards?
No, but I heard that they were, you know, dogging on Kanye.
Yeah, they were dogging on Kanye a lot. And Taylor Swift, she won like 4 awards or something. She's cute, man.
Yeah.
You don't think you would date her? Ever date her?
She's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, she's a cute girl. I would definitely date her, you know. I know she's dating that guy from Twilight. Whose first name is also Taylor. Taylor Laureate or something like that.
That dude, the dude with the black hair, right?
Yeah, the guy, he looks like Mario Lopez. A straight version of Mario Lopez. But yeah, she won like 4 awards and they were a lot of parodying of when Kanye West came on stage at the VMAs and interrupted her speech. But I would definitely take Taylor to a restaurant and take her to the movies, wouldn't you?
Your girlfriend, she's upset.
Yeah,
she's going off about something that
I think she's better than Miley. You know, I know you got a little crush on Miley, right? Don't you, Willie Boy? Don't you have a crush on Miley? Do you like this song?
Not bad.
She wears short skirts. Yeah, well, you know, she's a cute girl, but she needs to put on some more well, and first of all, she doesn't have that much stuff. That's the first thing. She's 19 years old, you know, so probably in the 5 to 10 years, you know, she's going to look like Faith Hill or Shania Twain, maybe. But as of right now, you know, she doesn't really have any stuff. But, you know, she's cute. She's a cute girl.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if she likes her brothers, but I don't know if she's into that yet, but I'd definitely like to take her to the movies. I'm not Kanye, you know, I'm not. She probably.
What are you talking?
I hope she doesn't have that misconception about brothers, you know, that they're loud and they interrupt all the time.
Yo, do you want to? You want me like? You want to see this movie? Or do you want to? She'd be like, I think I want to see. This is no. We should watch this.
But she's cute, man. You honestly want to take her on a date?
Yeah, I said I wouldn't mind.
Huh?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, man, she's cute. Who's cuter, her or that pageant, that former pageant girl, Carrie Prejean, who's coming out with this new book? You know Carrie Prejean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Who do you think is cuter? While you're thinking, you shouldn't even be thinking.
I'd say Carrie.
Carrie, yeah. Definitely Carrie's better than her, man. And she's hotter, too. I mean,
yeah.
Carrie has more stuff. I mean, again,
yeah,
Taylor's only 19 years old.
So, yeah.
How old is Carrie Prejean?
Should be in her, like, mid-20s.
Really?
Or maybe she might be. Maybe she
yeah,
might
yeah, you're probably cool. Right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I'd be early to mid-20s.
Yeah, I think you might be right. She could be in her early to mid-20s, maybe. Yeah. But, yo, do you know one of my female crushes just had a baby?
Oh, Marianne, I heard.
Nope, not Marianne. This is a...
Marianne has one, too. Is having one, too?
Oh, yeah. She had one with that fat guy, The Dream.
The Dream, yeah.
Yeah, he sings that song with Snoop Dogg, you know, the Gangsta Love.
Oh. So he actually has a song.
Yeah.
I would think you'd have like a multi-class
school or no? Huh?
What is that? Oh, of course, they let it
go. Do you know?
They let it go.
No, but do you know who was the female crush that just had a baby?
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly, that's right. Tiffany Amber Dee. She just had a baby. It seems like these days all my female crushes are either getting married or having a baby these days, but it's okay,
Both.
You know? I mean, Milian, she just got married. Well, isn't she married also, or is she engaged?
Yeah. I think she married him, too.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't know, like, what other female celebrities are left for me. I mean, you got Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not saying much, you know? Well, the female celebrities are there for
How's
me.
That?
Kelly Kapowski is taken.
Yep, all of them are there. Shoot.
Kelly Bundy just lost her boobs. Right? I mean, they're either getting married, they're having babies, or something's wrong with them. All my female crushes from back then to now. I don't get it.
I mean, you know, they're finding happiness, you know.
I don't want to go the gateway and start liking guys like Brad Pitt. I don't want to go that way. You know? Okay, our one hope is Megan Fox. If Megan Fox doesn't get married in the next 5 years, I'm good. We're good. So hopefully she doesn't get married or have a baby. But there's another...
I wouldn't bet against it.
Well, yeah.
She's mad fun.
Yeah. She's so sexy. You know, any guy would want to get her pregnant. I mean,
what?
I know.
I think she's gonna. It might even happen this year. By next year.
I wouldn't. I know. I've seen all my single crushes get pregnant, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Hey, you saw Era win a championship, so anything's possible.
Well, that's our one hope, though. But Hayden Panettiere, she's another one.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
on Heroes. No. Blonde, but she's kind of short.
Yeah.
She's good looking. But she looks older than her age. She's 20 years old, but she looks like she's at least 27 or something.
I wouldn't say she's that old. I'd say maybe.
Yeah, she does look older.
She does look a little. She does look a little older than she does.
Yeah.
Maybe 20. How old is she?
20.
20. Maybe like
1 year older than Taylor Swift.
23 to 25, maybe.
20. Nah, she looks. She looks older than that.
She does have that older kind of look.
Yeah, she does. She has like that hot mom, hot young mom, like your Jessica Alba look.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's not Jessica Alba now.
Another lady who's, you know.
Yeah, another of my female crushes who.
Have a kid.
Yeah. She went down for the count.
With a tap up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope none of my other female crushes get married or have a baby, so let's just pray. Oh, did you hear about the DC sniper? He got the lethal injection this past
week. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, the guy, I mean, when they first, remember when I told you when they were looking for the guy, I thought it was Kane.
Kane from the WWE?
Kane from the WWE. I thought he was the DC sniper, but, turned out to be what's his name anyway? Muhammad?
John Muhammad, I think it was.
John Muhammad. And what was the other guy's name? There was a younger kid with him too.
Yeah, I don't know the other kid, the other guy's name.
Yo, I think they were messing around with each other, those two guys.
Who knows?
Because how do you get another guy to kill a lot of people with you like that?
I don't know. And they had a huge age differential too.
Yeah, and weren't they even hiding in trunks of cars?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I remember that story now. They
How would that look if me and you hid in the trunk of a car?
No, they weren't hiding in the trunk. They were in a car, and they were in a car, right? And then they both fell asleep. Both happened to fall asleep in the car.
No, but I'm saying, like when they were killing people though, they were hiding in trunks of cars. They were hiding in the trunk of a car, like shooting people.
Mm.
That's why they couldn't find the guys, because they were hiding inside of the trunk.
Oh.
And they had like this hole where you could point out the gun and shoot the like a person passing by, you know.
Oh, that's why they couldn't find them.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, you know, these guys could have been, you know, little. You know, they could have.
Hey, who knows? Maybe.
Well, we'll never know because the guy's, you know, he's been executed.
Yep. And I don't think the other guy's going to kill him.
Yeah. The other guy, he's a young kid. He's spending time in jail for life.
Yep.
Well, too bad, man. That's what you get for killing people.
Yeah, pretty much.
You see, I'm not a killer. I'm a lover. I'm different. I don't kill people. I love people. Women, especially.
Of course.
They couldn't be lovers. They have to be killers.
Yep.
Could you do something else with your life? And
yeah, they had nothing else better to do.
Man.
I don't know. They're just crazy.
Oh, well.
No way you could put it.
Hey, I was going to tell you, 2012, are you going to go? Did you see that movie, or are you going to go see it?
Yeah, I was thinking about seeing that movie. I haven't seen it yet.
You told me like weeks ago that you liked the trailer.
Yeah, that's like my best trailer I've seen.
Oh yeah, it definitely looks like a good movie. But I don't know if the world will end in 2012.
Well, I doubt it, but who knows?
But if it does, you know, I'm gonna have a quick vacation around the world in a week. I'm just gonna travel around the world before the world ends. And have a quick vacation around the world.
What place you gonna go?
I'll go Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Hong Kong, Africa. I don't know, a lot of places in a week.
Yeah, and you, yeah, I remember when we had this talk, and you were saying, like, you was even gonna stay. You weren't even gonna stay in a like in a hotel or anything. You just pop up in the place for like 5 seconds or so.
Yeah, I wouldn't even get to enjoy the place. I would just.
That's crazy.
I just want to see how it looks like these places.
You won't even be able to enjoy the place.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, hang out with the you know the native ladies. You know, talk to them. You know, talk to the people.
Yeah.
See how the culture is. You're going to be like, oh, this is the Eiffel Tower. Peace out. And then you go to the next place.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't, come on, I have a week to live. This is a week to live, so I can't enjoy the place. So right when the world ends, right, the week before, I'm going to just be traveling around the world in the car.
So, okay.
Just looking out the window, that's it.
If it's the last day, where do you want to be?
Probably in Hawaii. Wouldn't you?
It is a lovely place.
Yeah, I mean, you got the girls doing doing those dances with those they're wearing those those pine tree skirts. Pine tree skirts, you know.
Yeah.
With the pina colada.
Yeah.
The you know pink lemonade.
And on those shows and movies, I wonder if they really do that. Like they you know they kiss it, you know. People on the face, you know, and then give them that, like, that reef-looking thing on their head.
What are you talking about?
Don't you ever see, like, on those TV shows and movies, like, when they get off the airport and stuff like that, when you go to Hawaii, they, you know, the girls with the hula hoop skirt.
Oh, yeah, they greet the passengers off the plane, yeah.
Yeah, they kiss you on the face, and then they put that reef thing all over your head.
Yeah, they do that. I've seen it on those travel shows, like Globetrotter and some of those other shows on Travel Network.
Yeah, I would assume so. Since
yeah, they actually do that.
Pretty much do that. So
yeah, as soon as you get off the plane, the Hawaiian girls they put that thing over your head, that halo thing over your head. You know, I guess you know they're friendly people. I guess you know, but that's where I want to spend my last day in Hawaii. If the world doesn't, but come on, the world's not gonna end 2012.
I doubt it myself too.
Because you know, according to the Mayans. Well, the Mayans didn't even say the world is going to end in 2012. Their calendar just ends in 2012.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that the world is going to end in 2012.
Yeah.
It's just that the calendar ends on that year.
Yep.
So, it just you got all these specials and documentaries on television, you know, about 2012 being the end of the world. And now you got this movie coming out. Isn't Nicolas Cage in it?
No, I think John Cusack is in there.
Oh, yeah, John Cusack, right.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, different, different cultures and religions, they have their own different thing.
Right.
You know, the biblical one, you know, Christ says, you know, no one knows when he's going to come, the day, the hour, or whatever.
Yeah.
Not even he knows, only God knows, so
yeah.
I believe that version.
Yeah, well, if 2012 is the end of the world, like I said, I want to spend it in Hawaii, and I want to go out banging. Literally. Be with a lot of girls on that day. I'm going to die butt naked. I'm going to die butt naked on a hammock.
I definitely don't want to have that.
I'm not inviting you.
I don't want to be.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to play something funny for you that I found on YouTube. Well, actually, one of my brothers found it, and he made me listen to it. It's Baby T-Pain. You know T-Pain, the singer, right?
Yeah, of course.
The hip-hop rapper, singer, whatever he calls himself. You know how he does how he has that sound distortion on all his songs?
Yeah.
With his voice, you know,
how
he uses auto-tune and stuff. Well, they got a parody of that with a crying baby. Let me play it real quickly.
Yeah, I got to take that one out.
Yes, it's on YouTube. It's called It's called T-Pain Baby Crying. Baby T-Pain Crying. Let me play it right now. Let me just cue this up. Okay, let me just, okay. You didn't hear it?
Say what?
You didn't play?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, wait. Let me start this up again. All right, now I'll play. Baby T-Pain.
You know what's the funny thing? I can actually see him using that. His next album, man.
It's on YouTube. It's called...
It kind of has a catchy thing to it.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was laughing, man. I thought it was funny. It's called Baby T-Pain Crying. Funny. But, You're gonna get ready for your show tomorrow, right? Again, your show is called Sports Urban Legend. It airs tomorrow at 6 p.m. And you do like a sports wrap-up. And you talk about anything in all the sports news and, sports figures and everything about sports.
Yeah.
Will you talk about anything else?
I'll leave it open, I'll talk about anything. I mean, it's basically a sports show, but I'm pretty much open to anything.
Right. We have your dad is a big sportsman. Will you have him calling in? Your dad was a great caller for the show that we had in college.
Yeah, I remember that.
The guy show.
Right, no doubt. Yeah, if he's not busy, I'll... He should make a appearance,
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that, then. Seeing your dad calling, You couldn't get your dad to call into my show?
I don't even know if he's here or...
What's going on here?
I don't think I got a chance to tell him about my shows.
Oh, yeah. Tell him about your
show. Yeah, I don't think I did. I told my mother and my little sister. I don't think I...
Yeah, man, come on. Come on. Have them listen, even if you want, Although my show might have a little more profanity on it. But it's okay, I'll try to make this a family show, maybe 2 years. Right now it's a X-rated show. But anyway, this is one last topic before we wrap up the show. We only have 7 minutes left. Wanted to talk about that hot girl who plays for that soccer team, that college soccer team, Elizabeth Lambert.
Oh, you're talking about the girl who was beating up on that
Up on the soccer players on field. Elizabeth Lambert.
Maybe she's auditioning for WWE.
Yeah. She certainly could fight. Her name is Lisa. Is it Lisa Lambert or Elizabeth Lambert? Elizabeth Lambert, right?
I think it's Elizabeth.
And she plays. I think she plays for UNW, the University of New Mexico.
Yeah, she was going against BYU. I didn't really get a good close up of her.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty much focused on her, body slamming people, grabbing people by the hair and slamming them,
yeah,
punching them in the back, kneeing them. I guess that, kind of turned you on.
I would love a girl like... When you want a girl like that, an aggressive girl like that, you get into a fight, she'll fight the guy back. You don't even have to fight.
A little feisty,
Yeah. be a little, you know, you get into fights with her, she'll get mad at you, punch you in the stomach, tell you to go to your room. I want a girl like that.
I don't know about punching me in my, you know,
stomach.
Punching me up.
Well, you know, you don't have to hit her back.
I'm a little feisty. Nah, of course I'm not going to hit her back, but
yeah.
Just saying. You know, a little feisty.
You know, push you around, body slam you on the bed when it's time to go to bed. Body slam you when it's time to go to sleep.
You sound like she's going to do CM Punk's go to sleep move. And she does that you know when he does that sleeping symbol.
Right, right,
you know,
right. What I'm saying though, you know, I would love an aggressive girl like that though. Not too aggressive, but I don't want her to kill me or anything, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But a little elbow here and there, a little body slamming to the bed, you know. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Unless you drop the people's elbow on you.
That's when it's on. I said, okay, body slamming is one thing, but people's elbow, come on, that's a little too much there. But no, I want, you know, I don't want a passive girl.
Yeah.
I don't want a girl, you know, who's gonna be quiet all the time and let me boss her around. And, you know, I want a girl to boss me around. You know, tell me what time it, you know, what's my bedtime or when I have to go in the corner if I'm acting up, you know? You think I'm crazy, don't you?
Yeah, I know you. I know you for like what? 8 years, so yeah, I know you're a little you're a little out there.
Well, you know, hey, that's just me. Do you think she's cute?
Who?
Lisa. Damn, I keep forgetting her damn name. Elizabeth Lisa Lambert, whatever her name is.
The girl. Oh no, I didn't get a good glimpse of her. I was just concentrating on her like kicking the other girl's butt.
She doesn't look I mean, she doesn't look like the most gorgeous girl on the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look like the prettiest girl in the world, but she's average looking.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to like YouTube it because they're not gonna. I doubt they're gonna show anything about that fight. That fight was like what, last week ago?
Yeah, she was kicking people over the field.
Yeah, I'd have to YouTube it.
Tripping. She was tripping people.
Yeah,
yeah, she's getting a little out of hand there. But I'm telling you, man, I would definitely date a girl like that, but I wouldn't let her... At night, you would have to keep a cage. You would have to lock her up in a cage, you know, so she won't do anything, you know. Because if you guys get in a fight, you know, she might
be
do
like
something to you when you're sleeping.
Be like a Hell in the Cell match.
Hell yeah.
Blindfolded.
You bet. Shit. You would be like fighting that chimp. That chimp who messed up that lady's face. But, yeah.
Except the difference between the chimp and the girl, you'd actually enjoy it.
Huh?
That's the difference between the chimp and if that girl did that, you'd actually enjoy
it.
Oh,
yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. You bet. You bet. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to wrap up the show now. I'm trying to handle this damn switchboard so I could play the ending. The ending music. And this damn switchboard is giving me damn problems. So I guess we're just going to sign out here. Tune into the show next week, Saturday at 11, you know, every Saturday. Yeah, well, thank you. Saturday at 11. Saturday at 11. So, again, we'll see you next week. Check out Will's show tomorrow at 6.
Hey, thanks.
All right. We'll see you next Saturday, 11.